I encourage you to wake up, speak up, vote out the liars, vote in men who will stand and fight for what is right. You got to. Otherwise, goodbye, America. I don't know if you heard about this or not. Breaking news. This is from Fox. TV celebrity coaches charged in college bribery scam. And so what happened is 50 people were charged on Tuesday in a scandal in which wealthy parents allegedly bribed colleges and coaches and other insiders to get their children into the nation's top schools. And I have to tell you, the schools like Yale, Stanford, UCLA, and the University of Texas accept the students who cheated on their entrance exam and students whose parents bribed college coaches in order to get their children on the teams. So when I first heard this, someone was telling me about it at the office yesterday evening before I departed to go home. And so the headline is TV celebrity and coaches charged in college bribery scandal, all right? And my first impression when I heard that, if not all, mostly white people had done this, I said out loud, oh, I wonder if the whites did it because of affirmative action and racial programming. White people have allowed people of color, illegal aliens, and others to get into these schools without earning their way. And white kids have been pushed to the side, those who worked hard from day one to get into some of the so-called best colleges. And when it's time to go to the university, they are not allowed to get there because the people of color get in without earning their way. They get it because they're black or illegal aliens without earning it. And it's gotten to a point that affirmative action and racial preference program have just hindered and are hindering white kids from getting in because in America and around the world, it's okay to discriminate against white people based on color. And if you're black, you don't have to, you don't really have to pass the SAT score test. You can get a low grade. Remember, we did a story on that. You can get a low grade on the SAT score if you're black and you still get in because blacks are not required to earn their way. And if you're white, you have to really earn your way. And even then, you may have to get back. If you're white, get back. That's what we have in our country today. And so I'm wondering out loud. I don't know the whole deal yet. I'm wondering if these white parents are paying to get in because they know that their children will not get in if they have to earn it and they're white. Or, white have to earn it, but blacks don't. And then when the blacks get into these white schools, they still accuse white people because they have no class. They have no character because they have not worked to earn it. So I'm wondering out loud, are these parents doing this because of the discrimination against white people? White people are the most hated people on this side of heaven, and especially by black people. And they're outwardly being discriminated against, and it's okay to do that because whites are not going to stand up for themselves. They're not going to speak up. They're going to lay down and take it. It's amazing. We don't know. I don't know all the details yet, but more will be coming out. I don't know if they'll ever admit, well, we had to pay because we can't get in because we're white. And if you notice, whites are being discriminated against in colleges, universities, government jobs, all kinds of ways nowadays, especially by blacks of all whites. And it's just amazing. And rather than trying to stand up and do it the right way, some of these white people started to break the laws to get in. That's not good, white folks, because, first of all, you shouldn't be breaking the law. But secondly, if you break the law, you're really going down because they would love to punish you. And you're giving them a reason to punish you by breaking the law. Watch, this is going to be a big deal. Everybody is going to all of a sudden be so outraged. White people are breaking the law. But when blacks and Hispanics and illegal aliens break the law, oh, they can't help it. They are people of color. They have been discriminated against. Remember slavery and Jim Crow? And white people and black people never had a chance. So they can break the law. And when they break the law, let them out of jail. They can't afford a good attorney. Let them out of jail. Let them stay in the communities until they have to go to court. It's so one-sided in our country today. It's absolutely amazing. And I'm concerned that if we don't start doing the thing right, we're going to have a race war. We don't need to have one, and we should not have one if you stand up for what is right. Two of the more notable names charged were Felicity Huffman and Lachlan. I never heard of these folks. Laura Lachlan's husband, whose bonds were set at $250,000 and $1 million, respectively. Isn't that amazing? Like they killed somebody. White people, you're going to be punished for this. You ain't seen nothing yet. They got something on you now. Before, they were making up lies about white privilege and all that. Watch how the blacks and the others going to come out of the woodwork thinking that they have proof of white privilege. And not desperation because white people have not stood up for their own freedom after founding and building the greatest country on this side of heaven and letting these people in. This is from Fox. The Department of Justice held a press conference on Tuesday in Boston to announce the charges.
We're here today to announce charges in the largest college admissions scam ever prosecuted by the Department of Justice. Overall, today we have charged three people who organized these scams, two SAT or ACT exam administrators, one exam proctor, one college administrator, nine coaches at elite schools, and 33 parents who paid enormous sums to guarantee their children's admission to certain schools through the use of bribes and fake academic and athletic credentials.
I guarantee you, because Weiss did this, it's going to be a big deal. But it wasn't a big deal when it came out that blacks were becoming air traffic controllers and getting jobs at these airports without earning their way. They were cheating on the test, allegedly, and they were encouraged to cheat and protected in the cheating scam until someone broke it. It may be still going on, but when it came out, it was hush, hush, shh, don't talk about that. It's black people flying you around in an airplane with no skills, no education, no training, but that they are black. Pilots, black pilots and air traffic controllers, remember that scam? That scan scheme or scam or whatever you want to call it broke. It was quickly hush-hush, swept up under the rug. But this about white people going to be out there like the house is on fire. Mark my word. It's a double standard in America today. White people country, by the way. Parents paid single between $15,000 and $75,000 to help their children cheat on SAT and ACT tests.
In return for bribes, these coaches agreed to pretend that certain applicants were recruited competitive athletes, when in fact the applicants were not. As the coaches knew, the students' athletic credentials had been fabricated. In many instances, Singer helped parents take staged photographs of their children engaged in particular sports. Other times, Singer and his associates used stock photos that they pulled off the internet, sometimes photoshopping the face of the child onto the picture of the athlete and submitting it in support of the applications for these children to elite schools.
So white people can't break the law, but the people of color can. Watch how this become a big major deal, like the earth is on fire. You have all kind of liars coming out of the woodwork. It's going to be amazing. And in all honesty, whites are not doing any differently than the people of color have done over the years. We reported that something a while back now, I forgot the exact story, how the blacks are allowed to make 800 or something on the SAT score, where whites have to make 1,000 and something points. Remember that? No big deal. Hey, black. They've been enslaved. They can't help it. Let's not require blacks to work hard and earn their way. But if you're white, Even if you earn your way, you still might not get in. Singer, is that Singer? Singer, who is Singer? Oh, did I do B? Oh, I skipped B. This guy by the name of William Singer was the man behind the college admissions scandal. And he ran a college counseling service, according to this report.
I played B, so we're on C.
Oh, you played B?
Yeah, played B. So if you read C, I still played B.
You did? Oh, good for you, boy. You black. You black, and you smart. No affirmative action here.